Okay, my name is John Jal. Of course, I'm a South Sudanese living in Uganda. I work for a community-based organization called Youth Social Advocacy Team, and I'm one of the One Young World Scholars representing South Sudanese youth and refugees as well.
How does it feel to be there?
Oh, it feels great. First of all, it really feels great. Like you said, getting selected as the Enterprise for Peace Scholar was really great. And also, as my current status of being a refugee, it really means a lot. You speak a lot that we're all equal. It's just a situation, but we can still be proud of our countries, and we can still do something as young people. So it really motivates me and motivates also the rest of the young people that I will be representing here in The Hague.
Yes, and One Young World Summit is a summit that brings together the brightest young people from around 196 countries to discuss about global issues affecting their country and the globe. What do you intend to gain from this particular summit?
Yeah, my biggest aim is to raise the voices of young people, the million that are not here in The Hague, especially the refugees, and to talk about our potential, to talk about how young people can be supported, and also to advocate for our rights, and also the need for a peace in our country, especially the South Sudan, and also to build connections and networks with the young people all over the world, the 1,800 young people all over the world. So I look forward to creating synergies, networks of enterprises, networks of peace-building initiatives that, you know, we can be connected, we can work together with other young people. We can also learn about good practices that young people have put in their different various countries to also, you know, create change. We are not exceptional, and the South Sudanese youth deserve the same rights, the same skills, and I hope I can take back the same after the end of the summit.
Yes, and Jal, as you go there, are you going to be a speaker, and what will you be telling the delegates there about South Sudan?
Of course, I'll be giving a talk at the Hague Talk, and I'll be proud to talk about my country, the need for a permanent peace in South Sudan, where everyone can contribute into it, and then the need to support the young people's initiatives, not just the refugees, but the South Sudanese youth. A lot of young people come up with their initiative, but less attention is paid to them. So I would really advocate for the support of the youth so that they can influence the rest of the people. And also talk about, you know, the rights of refugee youth. You know, what young people deserve despite their status as refugees. So these will be some of my key messages that I would like to present to the delegates and my fellow youth from all over the world.
If there's one thing that you will be talking about and one thing that you think the refugees want, what would that be?
First of all, from myself and to the rest of the refugees, we need peace back in our countries. This is one thing that I would like to talk about. This is one thing that I would like everyone to pay attention, that as we support us in the diaspora, in the countries that we are hosted, we really need, the best solution would be to have a permanent peace back in our various countries. There will be something. And then where we are right now as refugees, I would like to have the young people's voices supported so that we are transformed. We need the refugees to be transformed into global citizens, useful citizens, people that are engaged with economic empowerment, so that people are engaged with peace building and conflict transformation skills, so that when we go back home, we go back with a different mentality, we go back with a different mindset, that we are going to contribute to the development of our countries. We will not go back to our countries as a burden, but as people who are well equipped to contribute to the development of the society.